This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
We sat down last night to book some more Thailand stuff, and Jack's been such a legend.
What have you booked so far?
Like accommodation, internal flights.
Very good.
So internal flights.
Yeah.
So where are you going?
So we're going to start in Chiang Mai. We're going to go north first. And last time I went to Thailand with my mum, we never went up north because we didn't have time.
Right.
So we're going to start up the way. Then we're going to go to Khao Sok, which was my favourite place when I was there with my mum. And then the kind of decision we had to make last night was really, rather than spending the whole time on trains and buses or like flights, do we want to just stick to the west coast or go to the Gulf of Thailand? Like there's islands on both sides.
So okay.
That decision.
Sounds incredible.
Then we can just chill at the end. But anyways, that was great. And Jack was like, I want to start by, I'm not like just bragging about my fella at all. You'll get where I'm going in a sec. He like booked the flights for my Christmas present, and then he got this really generous like perks card essentially as a Christmas bonus. And he's like, let's just use that and book our accommodation on our internal flights.
Nice.
Oh my God, deadly.
Really sound. So we got most stuff booked on that, finished off last night. And then he was like, there should be a few quid left in it. One thing I didn't do when I was booking the flights was I just fucking went ahead and bought them, and I didn't book on our bags.
Oh,
I was like,
oh,
grand. He was like, there should be enough left in that. Let's get them booked. Went on to the fucking Emirates website. Per 5 kg per flight, it's €50.
Oh my God.
So if you're bringing a 25 kg, right?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you $250 to Abu Dhabi.
What?
$250 to Thailand.
Why $250?
Because she's per 5 kg, it's €50. They charge per 5 kilo.
Oh, mother of God.
That's a fucking shite.
So it's €1,000 each to bring a bag.
Oh my God.
Right?
Sorry.
We rang Emirates last night. At this point, there was about 150 quid left on the card. And we were like, is this correct? Like, because, you know, he'd obviously bought like the basic ticket. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
He didn't book on the bags at the time, but you're getting chronically punished
if
for
you
that
don't
if
do
you
that.
Don't book at the time. So he was like, okay, grand. Can I just upgrade to economy then? He was like, oh, he'd never, like, he didn't know what he was doing. He just was like, oh, great, fly silent, let's do it. And they were like, no, you can't at this point.
What
oh
the hell?
Oh my God.
So they want to charge us €1,000 each to bring a bag to Thailand. It's $250 per flight, right? So there's four flights because you have to obviously stop in Abu Dhabi.
And you said upgrade to economy. What were you before?
I think he just went basic. I don't know what the difference is really. I think it's very similar. Like you're still fed and watered.
Like it's probably like a Ryanair flight like where it's like you just bring a backpack.
It actually is.
Yeah, you have a 7 kg included, right? So here's the thing. Jack, and I think we should talk about this in the show next week and like see if people think it's doable. He's like, fuck that. I'm not paying it. I'm going to go to Thailand for 3 weeks on a 7 kg.
I would, yeah. That's absolutely
now, bear
doable.
In mind, a 7 kg is less than the 10 kg that you'd normally be able to bring onto a Ryanair flight as hand luggage.
It's no,
less.
I can't deal with that.
Well, it's the same size, but it can just be 7 kg, right?
So he's like, I don't care. I'm just going to bring jocks and socks and that's it. Fuck them.
But you can get, like, why don't you just, like, wear everything?
Well,
like,
that's what I'm
you're
saying.
You're going to be in this insane heat, like, I mean, so you're swimming togs and all that kind of stuff.
I was like,
buy everything you need over there, it's so cheap.
That's what Emer was saying, because Emer's been there recently and said the thing, but then it's just a kind of wasteful buying.
Yeah,
as well. I don't know.
You're trying to be sustainable,
wasteful instead of spending €1,000 to bring a bag.
Your capsule wardrobe, could you use
no,
each?
I'm totally with you, but here's the thing, I'd be so much more on board with that idea if I hadn't already, from the second I was going to Thailand, been like,
buying stuff,
I'm ready to go.
Like, would you each, can you, so the 7 kg is included?
Yeah, and I said to them on the phone last night, like, I don't necessarily need, to Thailand I'd like to, because it's just so annoying getting on and off boats and stuff.
You don't want a massive thing.
I just want my backpack, like a big one, like starts at your head and ends at your bum. And I said, I don't really need carry-on. Can you take the 7 kg off each
and
flight? Like, that's 200 euros.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you're talking weight, make it make sense. I don't need the 7 kg on board.
That is nuts.
Could you share one big bag? I know it's still annoying that you have to pay it, but like, if you both have a 7 kg.
We kind of left it last night because Jack was getting ready, like, fuck. And I was like, just leave us, forget about it for now. We'll look at it again in a few days. But like, talking about catching you by the balls.
I thought I had a bad day with money yesterday. I went to the gym and then I went to the shop to get myself some protein milk. And then there was an offer for like bottles of Club Orange. So I put them in. I was like, oh, great. I'll buy a bag so I can carry them home. Forgetting then after I paid for the 99 cent bag that I had a bag out on the back of my bag.
You fool.
Yeah. I'm after getting really good. I've just started putting a, what's it called?
Tote bag.
Just a plastic bag that you buy in the shop that lasts bag for life.
Yeah.
In my backpack.
Well done.
Because I keep getting caught when I'm picking up something and working.
Yes, they're very good. On it, on it, on it. Let's go! My day
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Hello there.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. I genuinely cannot believe, not to start off on negativity, I cannot believe it's only Wednesday.
I swear to God. I'll tell you though, a good thing. I was lying in bed last night and I had to, like, I was on the verge of falling asleep, but I couldn't rest because I was like, is tomorrow only Tuesday? Oh. Is it? And then I realised, no, yesterday was Tuesday, today's Wednesday, yeah. And I was in great form. Callum.
It's a hump.
Can I just give you a reminder that this is a bank holiday weekend as well?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That'll be lovely.
Brace yourself if you're lucky to have the Monday off.
I'm not working at
band.
All.
That'd
it's
be
amazing.
No,
hey, we have the Sunday
nice.
Night show.
We have the Sunday 9 to 10. We will 100% be there.
Be there.
Present. Got a little order this morning.
You did. I can see.
Yeah.
We'll call it little.
Little is an interesting
socks
word.
Socks and runners. I officially don't really have any shoes left with insoles,
right?
Because of the dog.
That's his favorite.
And sometimes
snack.
It's just hard when it's raining.
Yeah.
So much to walk around with wet feet.
To not have a fully formed shoe.
Exactly.
On your foot.
Yeah. So I said it's time.
Trench foot.
But honestly, trench foot would be a concern.
What's trench foot?
Trench foot is what they got like in the trenches in World War One, when the trench would flood and they'd have these boots and they'd be like losing their toes and all.
Honestly,
like it not.
But people
from,
get it at festivals and stuff when it's really muddy at festivals.
Yeah,
it's still a thing.
Bad out.
Yeah.
Bad
God,
vibes.
Is it your first time Callum's mentioned trench foot to you?
It's just not.
It's definitely my first time. I've never heard of it.
Oh, he loves trench foot mention, especially
trench
around festivals.
Oh, yeah. And get
scurvy.
Your
oh, he
out.
Does love scurvy.
He mentions trench foot around the festivals a lot.
Never
of the time.
Forget, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right.
Anyway, so got some socks and got some runners. And I only realised, having ordered the runners, that they were actually men's runners. And I was like, oh, God, I didn't even think, like, are UK sizes the same for men and women's runners? Turns out they are. And my theory remains that my feet keep growing because a men's size 5 just doesn't fit me now.
Oh no.
Maybe your socks are too big.
My socks are not too big.
No?
No. But I will make a new plea to myself or to everybody now. I'm not playing socks with the dog anymore.
So you caused this.
I entertain it, yes.
Yeah. So you invented the game.
If he jumps on the bed and throws a sock in my face being like, please play tug of war with that sock, I'll be like, ah, who needs
I think
that sock?
I have gotta bought one pair of socks in my entire life where I haven't gone, this is not the right size.
Oh, really?
One pair of socks in my entire life.
But these are, they're give you quite the range. Like, these would fit any foot between a size 5 and size 8.
I know
8.
That, but it's one of the ones where as soon as you put on, it goes halfway up your leg. You know, this is not what I wanted.
Oh,
this is not what I planned.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Now, in the next few minutes, we will be scattering bras around our office. And there's a reason for the madness.
Wow.
I'll give you details soon.
Exciting. First, though, something else that is very exciting is I may potentially, sometime over the next however many months, years, just disappear.
Okay.
Completely.
Well, that is exciting.
Exactly. And that will hopefully be because I have won the lottery.
Oh, wow. Go on.
So me and my housemates last night, we were just sitting there, me and, well, two of my housemates, and we decided, will we do a syndicate?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Now, a syndicate is actually not bad. And by the way, this is our idea. You're not allowed to take it. No one else
Lots
is allowed to do that.
Do
and if everyone could stop doing the lotto as well, that'd be great, just so I have a better chance of winning.
That'll work.
So it's like we want to do 3 quick picks, mm-hmm. right? And we want to do...
Quick picks always funny to me.
We want to do the plus as well. This
right.
is the oldest I've ever felt. My granddad did the lotto every day. And I'm like, I don't know why he did it every day. It was only on a Wednesday and a Saturday, but he did it every day. And I was just like, it's so boring. And like, you're never going to win. And now I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to win the lotto.
I know, it's so funny how it gets into your head. My granny, like your granddad, would do the lotto constantly. And I remember one year she told me that all her mini winnings across the year from the lotto, she gets herself a piece of jewellery at Christmas.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, but if you stopped doing the lotto and saved everything, you could buy the jewellers.
But that's no crack.
Yeah,
that's no crack. You don't get that little thrill of winning.
So we've added we've started a little vault in Revolut.
Yeah.
It's called Not the Lotto, just in case revenue come looking.
Definitely not what this is.
Exactly. So we've all put, I think about, it's about 16 quid a month each.
That's grand.
Right, so there's 48 quid in it, right? So, and then whenever one of us goes to the shop, we have to buy the ticket in person, like say it to the person behind the till, not do it on the app, and then take a photo of the ticket because I don't trust the other two.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, fair.
She'd be like, oh, no win. Anyway, sorry, I'm off my jet ski here. You know what I mean? I don't trust them.
I'm off, love.
So we have to buy the ticket and we'll see it go out of the vault. Then we've put it, we've started a vault in Revolut, and then we've started a group chat on WhatsApp, also called Not the Lotto. And in the description of the thing, we've put what I meant to say to the shopkeeper, because I will forget and I'll be like, three quick pick.
Oh, that would put me off doing the lotto, because I don't know the
three plus
the
lotto pick quick.
Don't know what to be saying.
So
for tonight or Saturday, I used to work in a corner shop. People come in and do the lotto, and I'd be so lost. They'd be like, "Can I have three quick picks and Euro Millions for tonight?" And I'd be like, "Let's just start that.
Make sure it's the winning ticket. Make sure it's the winning ticket." So I have three line quick pick for Wednesday or Saturday draw, depending on the day, with the plus. The plus is extra, but the plus is in its own little draw, apparently.
Right.
I ask a question? This is where it could get interesting. I don't know if this is maybe the opposite of what a quick pick is, so apologies in advance. Are you going to do specific numbers?
No, that's
time?
A quick pick. So the machine will kind of pick it for you, I think.
Like people would do the same numbers forever. My granny's convinced that one time that she will change her numbers is the time they'll come up.
That's whole thing,
and that's
isn't
like
it?
60 years into
that's
this.
Too much for me. I also
too
like it's too much pressure if you're doing those kind of numbers. I feel like, although it's the same odds as with a quick pick, it's still like, no, it's not the universe isn't like that. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to give it to you. And it's the one time you'll forget that it'll come
up.
The amount of times I have little daydreams that, like, even just the other day in the car, I was like, imagine now, what would I do? I always consider you three. Always.
Do you?
No, you don't.
I would. I'd be like, I take them all for lunch now after the show. And
Lunch.
Stretch
hey,
to a
big
dinner.
Spender.
Excuse me.
Take them out for a meal deal.
Sorry there now.
Yeah, whatever crisps you want.
I would sit them down and I would say, now, the three of you, this is confidential information. I don't want people looking at me.
This lunch is on me. Say nothing.
But you know what now? I'll give you all an envelope. But you know what? You can go do one now. It'd be lunch if you're lucky.
All an envelope, and in it is a voucher for taste.
Oh, do you know what?
€3 off your next 2 months week.
I was very generous, my dear. This has been. I'm with Dave and Fiona.
We're going to be chatting about Love Island a little bit, but something very specific that I would do in the situation of an awkward conversation that might arise in the event of me ever going on to Love Island. That'll be happening in the next hour.
I think they're going to do like the married couple special next.
Well, they might as well. Like, there's people on there with full on sugar daddies.
Free holiday.
Like, you should be able to go on if you're in a relationship.
Totally. Let's talk Sydney Sweeney for a second. She's making a lot of headlines over the last few days.
That's one thing the media doesn't do enough. Talk about Sydney Sweeney.
She could face criminal charges. She hung out the bras on the Hollywood sign. You might have seen this. A really smart stunt, to be honest with you. Mm. She has a new lingerie brand. It's called SYRN. CERN. And she scaled an 8-foot fence and climbed up the hill. I don't think they had any rights to be there or hadn't got signed off for, like, essentially obstructing the Hollywood sign.
Can I just say, there is absolutely no way in hell that that's true, because she was on the Jimmy Fallon show and wouldn't say the phrase 6'7", because she was like, no, I couldn't do that. There is no way in hell that she didn't have every single sign off from every single government agent possible.
Yeah.
Because she's the safest person in the world, apart from when she's real racist, allegedly.
Yeah.
But that's what they love over there at the moment.
Apparently, like, in terms of promoting something, like a standard launch would have been meh, grand, we've all forgotten.
That's typical Sydney Sweeney though, isn't it? She needs to go big.
Yeah, but because I suppose it was kind of seen as controversial, even the critics are talking about the brand now, and you get like a 5 or 6 day window out of what would have just been, oh, Sydney Sweeney's got a lingerie line. What's it called? Don't care. But what was I going to say? I was thinking on the back of this, I'd like to know what kind of reaction we might get should we litter this office with some bras.
Oh,
this
very
morning.
Good.
Yeah. Because if Sydney can do it, why can't we? Now, this is not a lingerie line. I also was thinking about this yesterday when I was like, well, we did this tomorrow. And I was like, I don't want any random people seeing my bras. So I actually went and bought some new ones.
Very nice. Good.
As part of your new minimalist campaign.
Do you have
along with all
morning?
Of the socks and runners she got arrived this morning.
We're going to get the bras in studio and inspect
them. I don't know if it's a great rule of thumb to be like, well, if it's good enough for Sydney Sweeney,
it's
let's do it ourselves.
Me.
I think maybe we could get into some dangerous territory that way.
I think what's okay about it is the fact that it's all for content. All we need to do is see a bit of reaction from a few heads. These are the bras we went for.
Okay, but they're lovely.
It's Valentine's time, so Callum said get a multi-pack. The best multi-pack I get was two. Dave, how would you feel now if you walked into work this morning and they were landed on your desk?
I don't know. I'd probably just think, wow.
Can you describe them?
They are bras and they are red and pink. I don't know. I think I'd probably just think, oh, Faye Short went shopping.
And left a singular
bra. But like
bra.
She does, she leaves everything
she
on her
does,
desk.
She does, to be fair. Okay, explain the thought process behind what size you picked.
I don't know if I want to say that in there.
Okay, well, that very means, good. That means now I know what the thought process
was. Exactly.
Very good.
Oh, the way I said to myself was, if I'm spending €15 on these,
might as well get ones that you can use.
I might as well give them a wash and then use them.
A letter C.
They actually look nice.
The number 34. Well, there's also the number 90.
Yeah, what's the... I think that's in a different sort of measurement or whatever. Very good.
So if you're looking to give Emma a present, it's 3490C. Okay.
Thanks very much. If we were to leave these around the office, where do you think we'd get the most, people confused? Like, where's the biggest, what would you say?
High traffic area.
Yes, high traffic area.
Oh.
You could leave them...
I'd leave one in the bathroom.
No, like people... It's too... Like people be like, oh, someone just getting changed.
Okay, the men's
in the boys' bathroom. Okay.
Oh, that would be dodgy. There'd be a scandal about that.
Do you think people
would
talk?
Who was in last night?
Who was in last night? Or which one of the lads wears a bra around work?
Yeah.
And okay, then, so men's bathroom we've won. The other place, we just put it by the coffee machine. Really open, not hidden.
What about a big boss's desk?
Oh,
big boss.
You can do that.
No.
Can I just ask, what are we looking for here? We just want to see what the reaction will be.
Yeah, we do. I want people going, what's a bra on my desk?
She wants to go viral.
Drama. I want
to
start
to be
gossip.
Like Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Very good. Okay.
I like her thought process behind it because it's like, what could Sydney Sweeney put in a bra other than her own offering that will get people talking more than that? Because as it is, that's what people talk about most in the world. So it's like, do the Hollywood sign. So now we're going to do something so low stakes around the office.
Yeah, we're just going to put it on our boss's desk.
The dishwasher? Near the dishwasher?
That's a good idea, yeah. All right, we'll get sorting them and hopefully have an update later. MK now and come find me at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Haven and I run on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
That's not bad. I actually kind of like that. It's
me
good
too. I'm a good big fan of that.
I run. Tell yourself it. You just have to speak.
I think I could run
existence.
To that.
I haven't.
I run. Yeah. You could hardly break into a walk like midway through that. You'd have to.
Yeah,
like,
there's not many things that can make me run.
Don't think I've broken stride into a jog since before Christmas.
Oh God, me neither. It's not safe. Not safe to do so. So
I don't have that excuse.
Someone who has and is looking fantastic though is Jack Keaton.
Jack Keating is, and I was so delighted this morning when I arrived in and Dave said, I watched Love Island last night.
And I watched the night before's episode.
Because I've been loving this, because as it is, you've been happy with my really mediocre descriptions that I give you every morning and I forget everyone's name. I am really invested in this season.
Yeah,
I've been like...
I am too now, because like my housemate came in and she was just like, sorry, have you heard like what's going on with Love Island? Yeah. It's supposed to be amazing.
It's very fiery this season. Like they reject.
There's a lot of passion in there.
Passion. There is passion.
Did you see Lucinda last night going Jack? When he was, she was asked about Jack, and she was like, "Yeah, he's so fine."
She said about Jack.
Did she say that? Yeah, she fancied.
Hey, don't sound shocked. That's our boy up there. Those are our men up there.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just like, isn't she with your man Kira?
Oh, she's done with him now.
No, she's not.
Sorry.
She totally is.
Did you see Sammy started crying yesterday because last episode? Because
I know what you mean, yeah.
He's cracking on with her. There's no way.
That lad will end up, he had the pick of two and he'll be down to zero.
Happened multiple times this season.
What a bad decision. No offense if you're a Lucinda stan, but what a bad decision.
Yeah, Sammy is stunning.
Has her head on her shoulders and is just the most unbelievably naturally
she's gorge, but I think it's like these lads, like when someone new and shiny comes in and shows them attention, they just can't give it up. It's an ego thing. Yeah, like when he was describing it to Sammy last night, he was like, I can't be rude. I have to get to know you both. And it was like, do you know what? You actually don't.
Yeah.
You were like in a really established couple. You could be like, no, I'm not going to get to know you, Lucinda, because I'm with beautiful Sammy. So anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about a specific moment in Love Island that I enjoyed over the weekend. And by the way, if you want like a full Love Island deep dive every day, you can listen to our podcast, Spin's podcast. It's hosted by the beautiful, talented and wonderful Michaela Hayes. Mi Casa, Su Casa, and you can get it on Go Loud apps. The Go Loud app, just the singular one.
Well done, good sell there.
Thank you so much. But for now, right, I was watching Lucinda and Jack's first chat. over the weekend when Lucinda arrived into the villa, and she was saying to Jack, like, oh, my mom loves your dad. And then
Lucinda said that to Jack?
Yeah. And then she forced Jack to do something no one should ever have to do, which was explain his dad and explain what he does. We have a clip.
My mom loves your dad. She's a big fan.
Is she?
I'm
sure we can sort something out when we get back on.
So what does your dad sing?
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to... Have you ever seen Notting Hill before?
He has a song in Notting Hill, basically.
Wait, what's it called?
When you say nothing at all, please don't make me sing the song. Right?
Don't make me sing.
No, like, he's got Life as a Roller Coaster. You'll probably hear me singing them.
Well, anyway, my mum was calling me and saying you're a lovely guy that she loves your dad, so that's sweet. That.
Like, it's just not fair. It's not. Do your research before. Don't make the poor lad say, like, oh, here's the song.
The amount of times he must be asked in his life to sing that song.
It's just awful. And it's like, I don't want to have to explain my dad.
But to start with, do you know Notting Hill?
I know.
But I'm like, how else do you explain Ronan Keating?
Boyzone?
Boyzone, exactly.
Recent documentary.
Maybe he's like,
go back on tour this year.
I'm prouder of my dad's solo work. I don't know, because he really didn't reference Boyzone at all.
But maybe he doesn't know.
Maybe he doesn't know that he was in Boyzone. But I was thinking, if we entered the villa, which we very well might, they might do a new format where everyone has partners and you have to guess which is, you know, more willing to have an affair.
Yeah.
How would we describe our dad if someone says, oh my God, my mom loves Don. Can you tell me a bit about him?
Right, okay, yeah.
So, I think after this song now, we all have to describe our dads in the style of Jack Keating.
Most excited about Fiona's description of her
dad. Oh, thank you.
All right, that's next. First chop.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Chop Aron and the Subway on Spin. It's 7:47 and just after 8, we are playing the Tricky 10. If you'd like to win one of the last two fuzzy charged snooties, then you got to get on and play. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to get involved. 087 711 1038.
We're just talking about Love Island there and our Spin friend and colleague, Jack Keating, who's doing very well this season. He's sticking it out.
He's holding his own.
He is. Fair play to him. But bombshell Lucinda came in over the weekend at this stage, I think it is. And he was wanting to grab her for a chat, and he had to do something which, for reasons unknown, but just it was so embarrassing. I think we all felt it. He had to describe his dad, Ronan Keating, to Lucinda, and she was really put. She was like, "What does he sing?" And he had to be like, "Oh, do you know this song?" Anyway, it sounded like this.
My mom loves your dad. She's a big fan.
Is she?
I'm sure
we can sort something out when we get back on.
So, what does your dad sing?
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to. Have you ever seen Notting Hill before?
He has a song in Notting Hill, basically.
Wait, what's it called? Will I know it?
When you say nothing at all, please don't make me sing the song. Right?
Poor old Jack.
I mean, but like, sorry, if you're having a conversation where I love his dad, you wouldn't be just like, okay, I'll tell him that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, why? What does the dad do?
Yeah. Exactly. You'd investigate it more after a while. It's kind of like when someone's like, you're doing very well in work, aren't you? What is it you do again? Yeah. And you have to explain the whole thing, and it's just real embarrassing.
Do you think she made a bet before she went in that she could make Jack Keating sing You Say It Best when you say nothing at
it
all?
It honestly felt like something like that. Like, sometimes felt like there was a weird edge to it.
It would be a good idea if he actually did sing that particular song to Lucinda.
Yeah, because he was like,
say nothing at all, girl.
Say nothing. Oh my God, sorry, I got you. So true. He was like, you'll probably hear me singing it around the place, which I haven't so far. Unless they cut that out. I'm like, how often does he sing Ronan Keating?
He'd just be in the Spin building. I've never heard him sing
that. Yeah, give us an old tune, Jack. But anyway, I was thinking, what would it be like if we entered the Love Island villa and we had to explain our fathers to Lucinda?
Can I be Lucinda?
You can be Lucinda. So ask me what my dad, Jed.
Fiona, what is your dad Jed do?
Oh, you know him, don't you? He looks like me, but if I shaved my head. He loves a quarter zip, but only if you've ordered it off Sports Direct. And you'll probably find him looking through your cupboards and telling you should buy the Aldi brand digestives because they taste the same. And he's a retired taxi driver, but now he drives around Dublin collecting too good to go food packages, even if he doesn't want to eat what's in them. And anything he doesn't eat, he puts into his extra freezer. freezer, and he'll offer it to you 2 years later if you call over to his.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's
my
him.
Dad
that's
loves
Jed.
Him.
I love it. My mum loves your dad.
All right, okay. Emma, we'll set something up.
What's your dad? Is it Jim?
Yeah.
What does he do?
You know Jim. He's also known as Seamus, my dog's name, yeah. Yeah, the ex guard. You know your man from Pickleball.
Oh.
You know, we see him out with that retriever on the back roads.
Very good, very good. Who wants to be this? I like it. You go.
Yeah.
What about your dad then, David?
My dad, Don, he's, I think, the only man from Cork who married a Fingless woman.
Oh.
You know, Grania?
She'd be my
mother.
What's Cork?
Do you know the St. Peter's Male Voice Choir in Drogheda?
He's
a member of that. Yeah,
I bet my mum knows them.
Yeah, his company provide IT services to all of Leinster.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they do now. You know him. You know Don.
Yeah, I know Don. Yeah. Well, my mum loves Don.
And you know
you could
what
set
else?
Up a call.
My mum loves Leinster.
You went kind of Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Damn it.
With Jack, your fella.
I had a daydream yesterday that I went off and got accent lessons and then came back and blew your minds.
Well, this is your key. Do a London accent, you'll get Yorkshire.
Oh, there you go. Here's Khaki Kid and Date Night. You're listening to Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Khaki Kid and Date Night on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It is 7:53. You know the show on Netflix people have been talking about, Runaway?
I feel like I've seen it on one of those kind of, like, you know when you go on to Netflix
top
and it's
10
like, watch
Ireland.
This,
yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
No.
Oh, it's so good. Oh,
is
my
it?
God. It's,
is
I,
it?
I've been pushing this on you for weeks. You never
I
listen
thought
to me.
Were you not pushing his and hers?
Yeah.
I said, start with Runaway, then go to his and hers.
Okay.
Yeah, Runaway is just absolutely brilliant. And my friend Emer is watching it at the moment and she was texting me about it last night. But I realised, and I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago, that I realised the guy behind Runaway, as in the author of the original novel,
yeah,
is behind loads of brilliant of those kind of thrillery shows on Netflix, so I'm currently bet into his books. Oh my god,
is it
you
the
love
one,
a thriller novel.
Is it the one with the Northern Irish Guard?
Yes,
he plays the guard in everything.
He does.
Oh, that guy who did
actually,
the Celeb Traders as well.
Dave,
or no, am I thinking
in Runaway? He's not a guard,
is he a detective?
Father. No, he's the person, he's not in the police force at all.
Okay.
He's a father.
He's
but
a
he's dead.
Tricky. I can't believe it. We've had such a good crack with the Fuzzy Charged Snooties, giving them away, people getting really cozy over the last number of weeks and months. However, they're nearly gone. It's almost time to move on as we launch into spring in the next few weeks. We only have two Fuzzy Charged Snooties left to go, one to be won Friday. So if you want to come on and play this week, we need you to get in touch with the word tricky to 087-711-1038.
How many have we got left?
Two.
Just the two.
Just the two left.
That's it.
So, do you know what?
Spring is about to sprung.
The two people who win should kiss this week and next.
That'd be nice.
If you're single and you're looking for love, come on and play the Tricky 10 and you could meet a new partner.
All the incels in Dublin there. Oh, it's what's the number
tricky
there?
In a WhatsApp, isn't it?
1038 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Emma, Dave, and Fiona here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are we? Happy Wednesday. Yes, you would be right in thinking, oh my God, I can't believe it's only Wednesday.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I've never been this far away from home. Oh my God. What a memory unlocked.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've never been this far away from Friday.
From yes. Friday, yes, we have.
Yes.
Now, this is a bottle. I keep my water in it.
That's lovely.
Some nice little ASMR for you there of a Wednesday morning.
What you're doing.
But incredibly hard to clean because it kind of comes up like a normal, like a plastic bottle would in a little lip, but obviously it's made of metal.
Yeah.
So you can't really like do anything with it. So I've been washing it by just pouring some fairy liquid in it and then filling it up with hot water, swishing it around, which makes it hotter than the sun.
Really?
It is so, because it's metal and it obviously, it keeps water cold if it's cold water.
Dave, that upside down in the dishwasher would do grand because the water sprays up into
it. I wouldn't mind putting it in the dishwasher. I just always feel like someone's going to steal it then.
Bring it home.
Yeah, bring it home and do it in your own dishwasher.
Really?
What are you
afraid of? I bring mine home.
Do you?
Do you know what? I have a trick and I'm embarrassed because I had a like housekeeping trick yesterday and now I have another one. But if you put a bit of hot water and vinegar in it,
okay,
or a bit of hot water and like baking powder,
oh,
that
God,
gets rid of like any smell. And it's really good, like, because I've had coffee cups like that like retain smell no matter how much
you've two problems with that. One, who has baking powder?
I bought my first, and this is aging, I bought my first baking soda about 2 weeks ago.
Is it baking soda or is it baking powder?
I think they're the same.
And then, whenever you need vinegar, you always have the wrong vinegar.
Oh, it's not malt.
It's fine. They're all grand.
Or it's not apple cider vinegar.
No, just use whatever. It doesn't matter.
I have black vinegar that I put on my chips.
I think it's fine.
Right.
It's okay. Grand. And you can put that in your washing machine as well to get rid of smells.
Okay, well, all I was saying was I was putting in fairy liquid into this and filling it up with hot water.
And I'm telling you the right way to do it.
And now all my water tastes like fairy liquid, so
yuck.
That's what's going on.
That's sad.
I'll be blowing bubbles whenever
that.
I burp.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky. All right, we're at Wednesday already. Only today, tomorrow and Friday to play for the second last Fuzzy Charge Snooty. And if you would like to get on, you know the deal. You need to message us the word tricky to 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp. Noelle is there this morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. Yeah, just on the way to work.
What do you do, Noelle?
I work over in a school in Walkinstown.
Oh, very good.
Do you have to go through the roundabout?
Yeah, I do.
It's a tough start to every morning.
Where are you going? Are you going straight through? Are you taking the first exit? Are you taking the third exit? What are you doing? What is your...
She probably doesn't know herself.
I'm going straight through it.
You're going straight through.
Is hard. Yeah. What lane do you get in?
You go in the very, very left lane, I think.
No, I stay in the middle lane.
It's the Walkinstown.
I'm not going off at the first few exits.
Oh,
yeah,
there are
like
19 exits. When I'm going through the Walkinstown roundabout, I just close my eyes and hope for the best.
So
please be careful if you ever see a black golf.
Well, thank you, Noelle.
Please never close your eyes when driving.
Now I know, because I only ever go on the Walkinstown roundabout when I'm surprised I'm about to go on the Walkinstown.
Yeah, you're like, how did I end up here?
I was like, I thought I was going to Malahide. Suddenly I'm in Walkinstown. I'm always surprised.
It follows you.
It creeps up on you.
Eyes. It'll follow you all around Dublin.
Let's get you sorted with a Fuzzy Charge Snooty, Noelle. We need to get you top of that leaderboard. Here's how this works. All right, have you heard the game before? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah.
Okay, just in case anyone listening doesn't, we're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask Noelle 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that answer won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, obviously you know the answer is definitely a number between 1 and 10, so give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard Friday, you'll win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. And just so you know, currently at top of the leaderboard are Dara and David, father and son. They scored 6 in 52.06 seconds, so it's doable. Six to beat is all right. You can do it.
We'll have a go.
That's it, Noelle. All right, the best of luck. I'm going to ask your questions. I'm going to count you in and we'll start the clock. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, let's go.
3, 2, 1, the tricky 10. Start the clock. A goalkeeper in football traditionally wears what number jersey?
1.
After adding 4 extra dates, how many nights will Harry Styles play at Wembley this year?
7.
How many people would be in a duo?
2.
What is the square root of 9?
3.
The band that sung Danger, High Voltage were called Electric What?
5.
Artane Castle Shopping Centre is in which Dublin postal district?
6.
What does XI stand for in Roman numerals?
9.
What is the third digit in the spin phone number?
1.
In the original series of Pokemon, what number in the Pokedex was Charmander?
8.
Jack Keating starred in what number series of Love Island in 2022?
10.
Stop the clock.
Hey, wow.
I think we got through all of them in quite a short amount of time. I'm pretty happy with that. Noelle, how do you think you did?
I'm not too sure.
Not too sure. Do you feel confident? Do you feel like you did well? Do you feel like you messed up on a few questions?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I messed up. I'm sure a lot of them are just guessing.
Yeah, you're right.
Noelle, for God's sake, that's what it's about.
The Charmander one for me is the toughest one.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of guesswork involved.
I wouldn't have a breeze.
Yeah,
at the same time, there are people, like you could.
Oh, yeah, no.
Noelle was obsessed with Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Let's check in and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, Well done, Noel. Not too bad at all.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad exactly. It was a bit of a tough one today. Let's have a look at some of the questions that caught you out. Okay, after adding 4 extra dates, how many nights will Harry Styles play at Wembley this year? You said 7, which would be a very respectable amount of nights. He's actually playing 10, would you believe? The band that sung Danger, Danger, High Voltage were called Electric What? You said 5, it was actually 6. Artane Castle Shopping Centre, a bit of a bleak shopping centre, might I say myself. You said it's in Dublin 6, it's actually Dublin 5. What is the third digit in the Spin phone number? You said 1, it's 7. And in the original series of Pokemon, this question that Dave said would have caught him out as well. What number in the Pokedex is Charmander? You said 8, it was 4.
Sorry, that's not the only question that would have caught me out. I would have gotten 0.
Yeah, it was hard today.
It was fun today.
And finally, our friend and colleague Jack Keating starred in what number series of Love Island 2022? You said 10, it was 8.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the numbers of series.
Me neither.
I think so. I have, right? If I heard XI in no Roman numerals,
I would say 11.
I would say 11.
That's what I would. I tell you what, you're right. Oh! XI is 11. Whoa! That's my bad. You right. Got me.
Noel, we're getting you out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes,
Noel, that's why you need us here in your corner.
Is 9.
Yeah,
justice for Noel and justice for Roman numerals.
When we know even producer Colin makes mistakes, that we can all go forth with our day.
It's going to be a great day for all of us, Noel. Have a great one.
Bye, 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 bye. All right, if you want to play tomorrow, it is the word tricky in a WhatsApp. Can't believe Colin made a mistake on the tricky 10. His pride and joy.
What a great day.
Bye, bye. Spins fully charged.
Recharged. This morning on the show, we're asking you to relive your school days, which can be a very, very tough thing to ask some people, mm-hmm. especially if they did what I'm about to tell you that I did. But also, it can be a very good time for people. People always say, oh, I'd love to go back to school. Best time in my life.
I think the way people love to say it I'd love to go back for a week.
No, not even, even a second I wouldn't go back. Even right now, if they asked me to go back, to be like, why don't you go and...
Give a talk about radio.
Oh, I'd God, like, no. No, thank you. Mm-mm. I am absolutely grand.
Oh, I'd love to go back.
Would you?
I loved school.
I think, to be fair, the school is great. Like, it's just, it wasn't for me. At all.
Now, the academic part, or like the, like, as in, I'm not, I don't want to go back.
Academic, the making friends thing was never great at that.
And I suppose, like, in your head, you'd love to go back, but then you go back, like, however many years on, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm totally, this doesn't work for me anymore, obviously. But, like, I'd love to just sit around and, just the idea of socialising with your friends by force every day was fun.
Mm. Yeah, that part was...
That was pretty good, I thought.
It'd be pretty cool if you had some friends.
must be nice
to have friends. So I want us all to relive our school days. So I want you to cast your mind back. And then give us a WhatsApp on 087-711-103. What did you do in your school performance? I know you would have performed at some point in your school. Maybe it was in a group. Maybe it was on your own. Maybe you played guitar. Maybe you sang. Maybe you juggled. We're curious. What was your school performance? 087-711-103. We were talking about, for some reason, the Plain White Tees and the song Hey There Delilah. Mm-hmm. And I told you the other day on the show, I sang that for my school talent show.
Mm. Oh, that is such a like time capsule.
I know, isn't it?
It really is.
But to be fair, even at the time, I don't know if it was that big a song.
Oh God, like, it was everywhere.
No, I know, but I'm like, I think it was a couple of years later. Like,
oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? When I sang it, like, I just thought, yeah, I can sing.
I can rock this.
I can rock this. Now, I think I thought I could sing because back in like the primary school days, I would always be the person to sing the solos and the choir and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so you went to secondary school with like a level of confidence.
Yeah, but then I hit puberty and didn't have a voice anymore. Do you know what I mean?
So lousy for lads.
Not really. It didn't really matter.
You needed to be a castrato.
I thought I still had a voice. I did not. Anyway, I went onto this talent show for the school. I sang Plain White Tees, Hey There Delilah as like an audition to get through to the live show in front of the whole school. But it was still, I had to sing it in front of like the judges, who are the teachers, and some of the like TYs who are organising it or something like that.
Oh my God.
And I was mortified, right?
Your voice didn't like crack during
it. No, it was grand. I just sang the same lyric I think 3 times. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Wouldn't be like it.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I just was so nervous and freaked out. But then I forgot.
Doing the music for you, do you remember?
Oh, it was just a backing track.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Or probably maybe I even forgot that. I've no idea.
Did you have
I can't
your
remember.
Big long,
I've like, tried to block it out, to be honest.
Of course.
Did you have your big long side fringe and all at the time?
I think think I probably did. Yeah,
eyeliner.
Probably did. No, no eyeliner. Okay. That was only one
no
day.
No makeup allowed in school.
Yeah.
You know, did you guys see the TikTok that was going viral over Christmas? And it was this Irish girl, and she was like obviously cast as Mary in her primary school nativity. And she says that line like, "If that's God's will, I will do it." And all the like parents look at her and laugh, and she like stares out at the audience and starts bawling.
Yeah,
crying.
I saw that.
And then they just cut into "Mary, will you have this baby?" And she's bawling, crying. So yeah, a school performance like that.
Yeah, it
like,
could be even maybe you did a school play for the nativity or something. But anyway, when I did this audition, I kind of forgot that it was being filmed.
No!
And the reason why it was being filmed was because it was going on a DVD that was going to be sold to all students for a charity. And so everyone in my school has a DVD of me singing.
Do you have it?
No, I don't.
This.
I burnt the hell out of that.
I thought you were going to say,
here it is.
No.
Play the clip.
No, we really need to get this.
If
you were in school
with
Dave.
No, I'm serious.
No, I'm sweating.
If you were in school with Dave. Listen.
Please.
Okay, I'm going to take down his microphone.
Dave,
if you were in school with Dave and you have this DVD. We beg you.
I'm going to get sick.
We will give you a reward.
This is not what we were meant to be doing.
Let men be vulnerable in the workplace.
This is what we were going to say. We were just going to say, what did you do in your school performance?
I know, but now we need the clip. I can't believe it was documented. It's very important for research.
I'm going to get sick if someone actually texts in, please.
I'm going to be sick.
Relive your school days and tell us, what did you do in your school performance? I was telling the girls that basically I sang, "Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty." Yes, you do.
And he reveals that it was all recorded for a charity DVD. And if you do happen to have a copy of that, we would love you to send it over to us.
We really wouldn't. Don't worry about it. But we are curious, what did you do in your school performance? 0877111038. Voice notes are welcome.
Here's Jessica.
So my school performances were Wizard of Oz in fourth class and Oliver in sixth class. Me being Oliver with my hair all scrunched up into my granddad's cap. And now, being a teacher, I've set up my own drama club and we are doing The Lion King this year.
Oh my God, I love it. Do you know what? Not to brag, but we did Oliver in fourth class and I was Oliver. And I don't mind telling you that because it was not filmed.
No, come on. Give us an rendition of Where's
Oliver,
Love.
Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more.
So true. Yeah. So true.
And that famous one, it was like, more. What?
More, please, sir.
Can I have some more?
I love the scrunched up hair in the cap. It's such a sign of all girls school. Like the tall girl puts her hair in a French plait and plays the da in like Sound of Music.
Right, give us a shout. Let us know, what did you do in your school performance, primary or secondary? Voice notes on 0877111038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This morning we're kind of doing that kind of therapy where you just really have to dive into it. You know what I mean? We're talking about your old school days and what you did for your school performance. Could be primary school, could be secondary school. Secondary school always a little bit more embarrassing because you're a little bit older. But like, good to do in the moment. But like, when you look back and you go, I can't believe I did that.
I know, but also there's people in secondary school who absolutely like peaked in secondary school.
Oh, but also there's people who have talent and I didn't.
I didn't either. But I know lads that I know were in this band, but like really heavy metal band.
Oh,
I will never forget the teacher's faces just being like, what? But all the instruments came in, they gave it proper, and like, do you know, like, this is like mosh pit pig squeal type heavy metal type stuff. It was so good.
I love it.
But yeah, I only joined the choir and I was mixed in and I didn't have a huge lot to offer. And I still remember one time, not technically a school performance, because we had to go off to this choir, I don't know, competition. So I think it was in Mitchellstown in County Cork, if I remember correctly.
I know as well. Lights.
And I was told by the teacher that I've let the whole choir and school down because I accidentally was wearing navy tights instead of black tights. Even though I was going to be about 7 rows back in the choir anyway, no one would see me.
Yeah, get a life.
Mother of God.
I remember being quite upset that day.
All that kind of whole stuff of your uniform has to be perfect was absolutely insane. You'd be walking around freezing because you brought the wrong jacket to school.
Exactly.
So, but we're curious on 0877111038. What was your school performance? Let us know, because as I said, I did do our school talent show and I sang "Hey There Delilah, What's It Like in New York City?" And it is awful embarrassing and the lads did not let me ever forget about it.
As they shouldn't.
As they absolutely shouldn't.
Blaine is standing by there. How long ago was your performance?
God, it's a long time ago now, but I think 1 year, I think My only memory was, I think I was Joseph 1 year, but I know one of my mates was he did play a shepherd and also a wise man, so we kind of had to change outfits and do a costume swap halfway through. So yeah.
Oh wow! So it was it a small school population? Everyone was double jobbing.
Yeah, no, it was in Leitrim, so there was only, I think at one
say
point
less.
Yeah,
it was in Leitrim. That's it. All going crazy.
Yeah. Boston County. Yeah.
So you had to double job roles. Yeah, your friend was a shepherd and also one of the three wise men. So did you have to take? Yeah, yeah. He had to take the tea towel off his head and do a quick spin around and like have a crown.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
it's kind of like Drag Race or something. Yeah. Like if you pull off the wig and you have something else going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except we were, eight and nine. It's like yeah.
Backstage at the Eras tour.
I love it. Those yeah, kids were put to work.
Very similar in Leitrim. Yeah, it sounds mental. I love it.
So good.
All right. Thanks a million, Blaine.
Good luck.
Thanks so much, Blaine.
Bye, bye, bye. I feel like my performance is more embarrassing because it was like an outside school club.
Oh,
like
go on.
We kind of did. It was like a pop stars club where you had to be a triple threat, like do singing, dancing and acting. And I did this performance of Eternal Flame by the Bangles.
The Bangles.
Grand, whatever. Like, but my Same dad... Sunshine through the rain.
How old are you?
I didn't do it when the Bangles brought
There was
it
this
out.
New band out called the Bangles.
They were very jazzy. So it's grand, like whatever. But my dad still talks about this, and he talks about like how he had the like video camera recording it, and his hand was shaking because he was so nervous. And he said it in the wedding speech. I don't know if you guys were listening because we're sitting kind of far away. You weren't really, that high profile guest. But then he made me sing it at day two of the wedding because we did karaoke.
Love.
Thank God he got up on stage with me, but he's just never let this performance go, so much so that at my granny's funeral, right?
No.
So he has loads of musicians in his family, and like they sung like beautiful trad songs like at the ceremony, at the funeral itself, and later on in the evening in the hotel. And he was like, Fiona, do Eternal Flame. And I was like, Dad, it's not appropriate. Like, it's a funeral. And I also don't know the lyrics anymore. And he was like, do Eternal Flame. And I was like, I have to. His mother's just died. So I had to, in this hotel lobby, sing Eternal Flame.
How does it start?
Close your eyes. Give me your hand, darling. I mean, no, again. I can't really remember.
Do you feel my heart beating?
Come on, nanny.
Do you understand?
Rest in peace.
Do you feel the same?
Is that a Bangles Eternal Flame?
Dave's playing.
Is that the
phone,
backing
the
track of
yeah,
it? Maybe.
I just found a piano version.
Oh my god,
my
that's
phone.
Beautiful. Chills, goosebumps.
Sunshine through the rain. Yay,
let us know what your school performance was on 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was telling you that I did my school talent show. I auditioned with a song called "Hey There, Delilah." It is on somewhere. It is probably on a DVD somewhere in your house if you went to my school at the same time as I did. It is a crime to bring that out. If you do bring it out, you will be sued.
No, we need it.
So don't worry about it. Just let it rot in the attic. So we're curious, what were your school performances? Because did you regret them as much as I did? Or do you have trauma after them?
Was in touch with a voice on this.
Good morning, folks. So I played Angel Gabriel when I was in primary school. I think I was in about third or fourth class. Let's just say my voice was a bit different back then. Mm-hmm. I sang like a girl until, I suppose you could say, manlyhood came along.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's my claim to fame in primary school. I still tell people about it.
Well, there you go.
We heard all about it, man.
If you're the Angel Gabriel, you're doing very well.
We heard. I remember hearing even in Drogheda about Carl
was Angel Gabriel.
Yeah,
voice hasn't broken.
Unbelievable.
I think that was made front page
papers. News, yeah,
it was 2 or 3 days. Yeah. Gabby was in touch as well. One time, I performed a play as Henry VIII, and I named the six wives, but one of them fell over, and everyone started laughing. It was a total
disaster.
What
in the English school is going on? You played Henry VIII.
My cousin actually in West Cork learned the little poem, the divorced, beheaded and died.
What?
Yeah, and only recently, like she's 10 or 11 now, and she learned it in primary school
what
as well.
What primary school is teaching people about Henry VIII?
Maybe it's because they brought out that musical, Six the Musical. So now it's rocking.
Okay.
Yvonne is standing by. You've got a story for us too.
Oh yeah.
Go on, tell us.
Mary.
You were Mary.
In a school play in Bray.
Go on, Yvonne.
That's huge. That's a huge flex.
But the most interesting part was probably that Laura Whitmore was in our school. She was
Who did she play
main part
in the play?
She was the donkey, the singing donkey.
No, sorry. She wasn't.
You got cast as Mary when Laura Whitmore was in your class and she was the donkey.
That was her villain origin story.
Yvonne, you
need
to...
Yeah, but she was another main part.
Sorry, you need to be in showbiz now. What do you do?
Well, even more so because you didn't want to be a traditional Mary, did you?
No, I had to have the red lip.
A red lip?
Red lip on the Virgin Mary.
Had to do a red lip, girls.
Get Maya Jama out of that video. We need Yvonne hosting the show.
Oh my God. They'd dress these robes up with a red lip. That's my advice to Mary.
They do things very differently in the Catholic churches in Bray.
I am obsessed. This is the best thing I've ever heard.
That is incredible.
Thanks, Emil.
Thanks, Yvonne.
No problem. Bye.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Let's go!
Emma,
David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello, good morning. How are we?
Good morning. How are we? Happy Wednesday.
4 minutes after nine now. I was trying to sleep last night and the intrusive thoughts were coming in thick and fast. Hi. And I started thinking, oh my God, I think I've just been injected with rabies.
Oh, as we all think at some point in the evening before we drift off to sleep.
Yeah, just your regular Tuesday thoughts. Of
course. Mine last week was I was having kidney failure.
Oh, because you needed to pee?
Yep. I was like, I can't believe I'm going to die. I can't believe I have to go and get, what's that thing where you get stuff, you have to sit down and get the drip and all. And I'm going to have to get someone to give me a kidney.
You'd have to get, what's the word? Sorry, I know.
Dialysis.
Yesterday I went and got some travel shots because I'm off to Thailand.
Woo.
And I was lucky in the sense that when I showed up, and I didn't know how many I'd needed, but on my record, I'm still clear for a few of them based on the trip that I went on a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's great.
But the one thing I did need was the rabies shot. And my brother risked it before and went to Thailand without his rabies shot. Was on the way home after a very late night and decided to pet a dog.
No.
This is such youngest brother energy.
Yeah. Was ringing the family group saying, I have rabies, I'm going to die. And we were like, maybe go to a doctor before you self-diagnose that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got the rabies shot. And as I was lying in bed last night, I was like, is this like the flu jab? Have they just injected me with a bit of rabies?
They have, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really? Yeah, do they?
Give the antibodies a little bit of something to fight off.
No way.
So the antibodies know what they're fighting.
At 12:04 a.m. I had to bring this conversation to ChatGPT. I said, when you get a rabies shot, do they give you a bit of rabies? And they said, short answer, no.
Oh,
what actually happens is modern rabies vaccines do not contain live rabies virus. They're made from inactivated or killed rabies virus. So I've dead rabies.
So you do have a little bit of rabies.
Yeah, dead rabies.
That's rotten.
And then what's mad is next Tuesday I have to go back and get more dead rabies.
Now, tell me this. How do you feel about the bottle of water there? Could you drink that?
What do you mean?
Well, little known fact, but when you have rabies, you are terrified of water.
What?
Really?
That is a fun fact for you.
Get that down, you quick.
Get that down, you.
Brilliant. Emma Nolan, she's got dead rabies in her. Rotten.
Pass
she's
it on.
She's foaming at the mouth.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys. Do you think there is anything to be said for another series of The Traitors? Like, we've watched a lot in quick succession. We've had Irish Traitors, we've had Celebrity Traitors, we've had Normal People UK Traitors, and now Maura Higgins is beyond in America doing bits in the American Traitors.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I feel unpatriotic if I don't watch that.
Are you going to watch the Maura one? Yeah.
I kind of want to because her outfits are so stunning. And
She's rocking around New York just looking absolutely $1 million.
She looks incredible.
She?
And all her Traitors fits are just stunning. And I just want to see her sitting at the round table being like, you're a traitor.
Shut up. It's her.
He doesn't.
Why are you asking him that?
But no, so I do think I'm going to need to add that to my to watch list. And there's some other people who aren't afraid of traitor saturation. It's been announced that the makers of The Traitors are creating a stage version in the hopes that the TV show's dramatic twists will translate into a theatre hit.
Now, is this one of those things but like that you, is like interactive? Because my girlfriend's parents were saying they went to something somewhere in town and it was basically like you had to be on the jury and you had to like...
Someone was talking about that on the show as well.
Were they saying
that they'd went to it?
Yeah.
I feel like that immersive theatre thing, it was a real trend in the last 10 years and now I think it's kind of, people are over, people are tired. People just want to sit down.
People don't
want
to be involved, they just kind of want to
Yeah.
Be entertained.
I'm not here to work. I don't want to be on the jury. Just tell me what happens.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say whether it's like immersive or not, or whether that you are part of the performance. It just says faithful fans should expect an intense, joyful night out as we reveal a thrilling new hunting ground for our traders. So okay, I'd say
I think watching the traders live is in like in that show. Like if you could try and get to the end and the audience doesn't know what's going on till the end, that'd be fun. Mm. But stop singing at me.
Stop. Yeah. Don't make it a song. I agree.
I've never met someone who hates musicals more than Evan Holden.
I'm a big musicals fan, but I don't like when things are made into a musical. Like
for
there
the
was,
sake of it.
Yeah, there was the Stranger Things musical. There was like a Great British Bake Off musical. I remember years ago, this lad I used to go out with, he brought me to Dirty Dancing, the stage show.
Mm.
And I love Dirty Dancing, like great film. And we saw that it was on and I was like, don't bring me to that. I don't want to go. Because I was like, it exists as a film. Yeah, it's not a musical. Yeah. The songs don't serve the plot. And he brought me anyway. And we're no
it's like a panto,
together.
Isn't it? It's like where they just use like regular songs.
Yeah.
Like that, stop it's trying just to like, turn stop. It
into the one that I think is good is Matilda the musical,
okay.
Which existed as a film and now they've made it into a musical and it's absolutely incredible. But anyway, we don't know the name of the Traitors musical yet. So I've made some suggestions, if anyone's listening, at Big Musical. I'm delighted to say they're all terrible. Okay. Starting off.
I can't wait.
Joseph and the Technicolor Traitor. Because there's a cloak in that as well.
That works.
Oh, that's very good.
So it's,
yeah,
it's a cloak. Do you know what I mean? Instead of Wicked... Traitor. But you have to know that it's like instead of Wicked. And there's a cloak in that as well.
There is a cloak.
She wears a cloak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, instead of Les Mis, Les Trait. And there's a cloak in that as well at some stage.
No, there
I'm
is,
sure.
I think. Yeah, yeah, it's your man who does live up in the attic or something.
He does have a cloak on, yeah.
I don't know much about Les Mis.
I think that's Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, it is. Sorry.
Traitor of the Opera.
I've never seen Les Mis.
Okay. Chitty Chitty Traitor. Or Traitor Traitor Bang Bang.
Ah, oh, that's my favourite one.
Either Traitor Traitor Bang are Bang. Good. And finally, instead of, this is the worst thing I've ever done. Instead of the Lion King, the Traitor King. Do you know what I mean? Grand. Mixed reviews.
Very good.
Traitor Traitor Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Live.
God, I took to the bed yesterday afternoon. Wouldn't be like me. But when I woke up, I thought I was dreaming. Because a gig of my dreams has been announced for the Three Arena. It's only 2 months away. It's Neo and Akon. Hate that you're not as excited as
no,
me about
I am.
This.
Sorry,
I didn't know the first song.
Waiting. I was waiting. Shout out to Neo. I absolutely love him.
I just know, I obviously know Neo as So Sick.
Yeah, they played a bit of that there.
And he was in the Love Island Villa for some reason a couple of years ago.
Neo was.
Where he took the girls to Casa Amor after his performance.
Sorry, really? We need to do a Dave Ranks of like the like musical performances on Love Island.
On Love Island. That's
a good
really
idea.
Good idea
you know
actually,
I mean?
Yeah.
Dave's writing that one down.
Yep.
But look, I love Akon as well. I just loved his music. Say, for example, like growing up, it's just such the perfect nostalgic gig.
So good.
And you don't have to wait too long. It's happening on, I think the early April.
I love that.
So yeah, it promises a dynamic back and forth set packed with era-defining hits, sing-along anthems and club classics. And what's fun to get, the April 17th is when they're here and we're going to be the first gig of the whole
That's
tour.
Deadly.
They're going off to Europe then.
So are they mates, Neo and
they
Akon?
They must be. And I wonder who kind of puts that together, because maybe, you know, even though when we grew up, like Akon was one of the biggest hard hitters when it came to like the rap scene, like obviously, you know, but Eminem and stuff, like very highly regarded. But roll on, I don't know, 15, 20 years, maybe they don't feel like it would be as successful without each other. I don't know. Maybe they're just there to kind of...
I feel like Neo probably just plays a lot. Like, I feel like he does a lot of gigs. Akon, I don't think does.
No, I don't think
he's
either.
Been locked up. They won't let him out.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. You know, he has his own, he's launched his own currency somewhere in Africa as well.
Oh, okay.
That's, A-Coin. That's
yes. A-Coin.
Well, oh, with it, a name like that, you'd have to.
It's like a Bitcoin thing, is it?
You'd actually
I think
have
he's
to.
Done like incredible stuff for wherever he's from in
yeah,
Africa.
Yeah, where about brought, like, Africa is he from? I think he's done really, really, really helpful work with like irrigation yeah. and like
oh my gosh.
Water supply. He's put a lot of money into
come on, we
good
all go
stuff
to this.
Since. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm buzzing. I literally was like, yeah. Oh my God.
I'll go.
Oh my God, that's Usher. Sorry.
So I got thinking then, because Pitbull obviously had huge success here over the last couple of years as well, with this nostalgia in mind. Who from my peak teenage years would I love to see come with the kind of angle of coming together, say, as a duo. So obviously, a duo. Black Eyed Peas, but obviously with Fergie doing her own catalogue as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be there with bells on, would you?
100%.
Why did we beep out the def? I thought she says definition.
That's the part of the song. Fergalicious definition. Make the boys go crazy. Okay. It's like in the second verse of it, I think.
I thought it was like a radio edit where they say the F word and it's like,
nothing's definite in this world, so we blur that out.
I can't say I'm a fan of Justin Timberlake necessarily, but the era of him, Timbaland, and Nelly Furtado, if the three of them could come together now, I'd be there with bells on.
Doc. Gen Z listening to Spin Gum don't know any of
it. It's so funny how, like, to me that doesn't feel even that old.
But Nelly Furtado's been killing it.
She's been touring away.
Did she do All Together Now?
And did she do Forbidden Fruit last year as well? Yeah, yeah. And people just say it was unbelievable. It was on the Sunday of All Together Now, so I was like, I can't stay, Nelly, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
But apparently it was great.
Yeah. Now, the other pair that I loved and them together would just be fine, because I don't think they have enough to really go out on their own and fill like an hour and a half on stage. Give me Shaggy and Sean Paul, please.
Yes.
Right, we go.
Oh my God, definitely. No, Akon. I do want to go to Akon.
I'd like to see Neo just do the little hat tip.
Oh, yeah.
Come closer.
Do it again, Neo. Do it again.
I fancied him so hard growing up. It was unbelievable. Not Akon, but I liked his music.
Yeah. You like the work that he did for the community.
I did. Here's Kingfisher. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
It was all right.
The first one was pretty good though.
Well, come on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing good day, sir, which we learned last week is from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Mm-hmm. You lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Emma, who have we got on to play?
It's Mark. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you this morning, Mark? What are you up to?
All good.
What are you doing?
Driving and walk. Yeah, we're a household removal company. Furniture and pack up people's houses and move them.
Oh, very good. And is it their choice?
Their choice, yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
They want a crowd to come in and pack up their house professionally.
Very good.
And move it safely.
I've seen
so they don't have to do anything. It's just all sorted. Like, you pack everything, even the cutlery and all.
Everything.
Wow.
Upstairs, attic, downstairs, everything.
I saw Vogue Williams had one of these in recently, a company like this, because she was moving house again.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, like, just absolute lifesaver.
Really?
It's obviously, I presume spending enough, like, it's really hard work what you're doing, but, like, when you're already moving house, it just takes so much pressure off people.
Yeah. Interesting. That's really
That's
cool.
That's an incredible
though.
Service.
Love when we get some celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Come here, tell us. What, you could give yourselves a shout out. What's the company name?
Yeah, Caroline International and Raquel. We do a lot for Vogue Williams and a lot for Vogue. Vogue is one of our popular customers. She's
very
great.
Cool.
There you go, Vogue.
I like it, Mark.
You can't stop her moving house.
Listen,
she's flat out.
Let's see if we can win you some IMC Cinema passes so you and Vogue can go off to the cinema together. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Mark, have you heard this game before?
I have.
Amazing. This is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing that I've written down, you win tickets to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like name any sport played on grass. You're going to hear three beeps. They sound like this.
You answer on the third beep. If you say football and I football written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. And every single one you get right, you win an IFC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out, Mark. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Are you ready to play, Mark?
Yeah.
Good Let's luck. Go for it. All right, round one. Name any app on your phone.
Timu.
I did a Timu order myself there, Mark, the other day, which made me think, Timu. No. And then I wrote down WhatsApp.
Yay! Well done.
Well done, Mark. Oh, that was close because, Dave is a fan. But that is one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Mark. Here we go. Round two. Name any village or suburb in Dublin.
Rathgar.
Nice.
Very nice. You went south side. I went north. I have written Blanche.
Very good. That is two. Count them, two IMC Cinema Passes. Would you like to keep playing?
I will, yeah.
Go on.
Vogue might want to bring Spencer, you know.
Yeah, and the kids.
All right, let's see if we can get Vogue, Spencer and the kids to go. With three IMC Cinema Passes on to round three. Mark, name something you might find in a back garden.
A shovel.
A shovel.
I was going to say shovel, and then I was like, if I thought quick enough, I'd just go like tree.
Yeah.
Or bush.
I was thinking wheelbarrow.
Or wall.
Mm. Ooh.
You said a shovel, and I have written down a shed.
Oh my God. Oh, God.
Skinnier teeth, Mark. Skinnier teeth.
What would Vogue have done?
Yeah, she would never gone to IMC. Come here, Mark. You've got three IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to keep going? Go on.
I do, yeah.
Love it, Mark. Here we go. This is where we start separating the men from the boys, the women from the girls, with round four. Name any Irish Taoiseach.
Micheál Martin.
The current one.
Oh, I feel like I know who you're going to say.
Okay, let's say it together. I have written down in 3, 2, 1, Bertie Ahern.
Oh.
me and Fiona were right watching videos about Brian Cowan the other day.
Shout out. Did great things for the country, allegedly. All right, Mark, you're giving it four IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to go for one more?
Come on.
Go on, we might as well. I don't want to be the loser yet.
I love it, Mark. Yes, in 2026, we have not had one loser on this game. Will it be Mark? Hopefully not. With round five, for five IMC Cinema Passes, Mark, name any county in Ireland beginning with the letter W.
Waterford.
Lovely.
I used to work in Waterford, Mark. We lived there for 5 years. Emma Nolan is from Waterford. It would be interesting if I had written down Waterford, given it's the county that I would probably have the most connection with, beginning with W. I have written down Waterford.
No!
Nothing.
Who wants the proof?
You lose. Good day, sir.
I was like, maybe you might go Wicklow because I got such a battering in the flood yesterday.
Oh, he does have written down Waterford. I thought you would have said Westmeath.
I know what's going on here. You went for Waterford because you knew he'd go for Waterford because you just want to go to the cinema with Vogue. So we'll send you out two IMC Cinema Passes.
Yeah, go on,
you don't
Mark.
Need to bring Spencer for the kids.
Yeah, don't worry. He can mind them for the night.
Yeah.
I'm raging.
Mark, I'm so sorry, but I hope you have a wonderful day.
Well done, Mark.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Mark. And he got to shut out his company, I mean.
Yeah.
Exactly. Worth more than.
He'll be kept in mind when the Christmas bonuses come around this year.
We will shortly. Check
this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Hello, this is the part of the show where I just get to ramble and offer thoughts for you to carry on into the rest of your day. But today I'm asking you to spare a thought for me. If you were listening to the show yesterday morning at around 7, you'll know that I was telling you I have my NCT on Friday. I got the days wrong. It's actually today.
Oh, brilliant.
I just thought the 28th of Jan, like when I got the text, I was like, that's giving a Friday. It's a very Friday kind of date.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, it's today. So I've nothing prepped. Don't know what kind of situation or state the car is
in. You keep your car in very good nick. I sat into your car one day and I was like, it smells divine in here.
I've never been in your car.
But do you think they care about the smell at the NCT?
I think it probably has some kind of an impact.
My dad
and just the vibe. As in, if I got into a smelly car, I'd probably be like, oh,
yeah. My dad did used to say, like, keep your car clean if you're going to the NCT, like, it will help.
And don't they say to, like, tie all your belts and stuff for them so they don't have to check that?
Yeah.
What?
Tie all the belts.
Well, no, that will literally take me 2 seconds. I'm like,
and
what?
Was this a fever dream or a take off your hubcaps?
Yeah, my hubcaps are still
off from the last time
I went to the NCT. Okay. I'm sick of this because people are like, you don't have to take them off anymore. And then I've gone and it's been like, get those hubcaps off now, you absolute little scamp.
What time is it today?
It's at like 10 to 5, I think.
Oh,
so
no.
Please light a candle for me.
Have you got the air in the tires?
Oh no, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, for God's sake.
I have to do everything else. It's like we can't know everything in
the
world.
We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning when you wake up from 7 a.m. Michaela's on the way kicking off the naughty threesome.
I love you.
Bye. Have a great day. Bye. On it, on
it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.